This is from a sefer called Shari HaMo'adim. There are many volumes on different different months, different Yom Tovim. And I also taped in a little piece from that book I mentioned the other day. Jamie, what's it called? That book, the Lubavitch Rebbe book? One out of your bag. Seeds of Wisdom, yeah. So from Seeds of Wisdom, okay, we'll start on the side that has a little English. Yitzhak Rabin, the late Prime Minister of Israel, was at a yechidus with the Rebbe. How are you? The Rebbe asked him warmly. I can't complain, Prime Minister Rabin responded. Life is good. The Rebbe replied, it's true that our sages teach, Ezehu Ashir, Hasamech Bechelko, you should be happy. Right, life's good, that's a good response. One who is satisfied with what he has, that's a rich person. But this applies only to material wealth. When it comes to spiritual matters, one must never be content with one's current state. No matter how much one has achieved, you must strive for more tomorrow. Now it happens to be, just to be fair, there is a Sfas Emes on that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, Ezehu Ashir Hasamech Bechelko, but the Sfas Emes says it's also important to be happy with your spiritual growth in the right way. Meaning what? You got a copy? What's the right way for a person to be happy with his spiritual growth? What's the Rebbe saying? The Rebbe's saying, make sure what? Make sure you don't become complacent. Make sure you don't become a person who's uninspired because you feel like I'm firm enough, so that's good. That's obviously not a good thing. Sfas Emes says a person should try to be happy. Pass this to Ori, please. A person should try to should be happy with what he's achieved. Right? I mean, it's not healthy to always say, oh, I don't know anything about Yiddishkeit, I'm the worst Jew ever. It's a bad way for a person to talk. So you should be happy to realize, if I put on tefillin today, it's kavaldik. One of the tzaddikim told an old man who was complaining about his life, he said to him, do you realize it was kedai for you to live 80 years of life, of suffering, to put on tefillin once? So he said to him, it's kedai to live 80 years of life to put on tefillin once. Right? So, Sameach Bechelko means I should be very happy with every mitzvah. But the Rebbe is saying, a Jew can't be complacent. And a Yid has to say, I have to grow. Every day, every week, every month, every year, I have to become a better Jew. Okay, so let's learn a lesson from a tree. Because a tree teaches us about what it means to grow. Okay, so let's learn. Okay, we only have a couple of minutes, but let's learn quickly inside. Ma'alas ha'ilan shetzomeach tamid uva'ofen shenosei peros. Okay, let's just take note of the way that a tree grows and it produces fruit. And then we'll understand why, as human beings, we can care less about a Yom Tov like Tu B'Shvat. Chamisha Asar B'Shvat Hu Yom Tov B'Yisrael. The Bava Terebi begins by saying Tu B'Shvat is a very great Yom Tov amongst Klal Yisrael. Ein Omer Bo Tachnun, we don't say Tachnun. V'Nosaf Hazem Minog Yisrael Lechol Bo Peros Ha'ilan. We rejoice by eating fruit on this day. V'ki Yadua Hinei Echad HaBi'urim B'Zehu Mi Yusar Ala Kosov Ki Ha'adam Eitz Hasada. And one of the reasons that we care about trees is because of our relationship with the tree. What do I have in common with the tree? I'm a human being. I have a neshama. I can speak. I'm much better than the tree. What do I have in common with the tree? The pasuk says in Parsha Shoftim, Ki ha'adam eitz hasada. Now I always point out that that's a rhetorical statement. The pashup shot in the pasuk is Ki ha'adam eitz hasada. Is man like a tree? And what's the answer? No, he's not like a tree. But in Sifrei Drush and Chasidus, and even Chazal, as the Rebbe says here, we sometimes read the pasuk as a statement. Ki ha'adam eitz hasada, that man is like a tree. Again, the pashup shot in the pasuk is that man is not like a tree. It's talking about a person who's going out to battle, right? It says you should kill the people, but don't kill trees. Is a tree like a person? What did the tree do to you? Leave the trees alone. Don't chop down trees for no reason when you're fighting wars. Why would you destroy a beautiful tree? Fight against your enemies. Leave the trees alone. But Chazal understands, k'muvan midivrei ha'gemara al pasuk zeh, sha'kavana hu hi lahashvos as ish Yisrael, particularly a Talmud Chacham, le'etz hasada. That a Jew who's connected to Torah is like a tree. So the Lubavitch Rebbe asks a very simple question. V'tzarech lahavin, l'chore eich efshar l'taris ma'ilas ha'adam. How can I compare a human being, seemingly so much greater than a tree, min hamedaber? What makes us human? What makes us better than animals and trees? We can speak. How can I compare myself to a tzomeach? What are the four levels of creation? There's domim. Domim, dalet vav mem mem. Domim means what? Inanimate objects. The shtender is a domim. What's better, a shtender or a flower? Flower. There's domim, inanimate objects. Tzomeach, plant life. What's the next level? Chai, living creatures that are not people. Chai, animals. And then what's the highest level? Or at least according to the... Right? Medaber. Adam is referred to as Medaber, a speaking human being. The truth is the Kuzari says there's really a fifth level, which is what? Yisrael, the Jewish people. Ba'am Segula. Okay? But why would we lower ourselves, forgetting that notion that Klal Yisrael are better than regular human beings, or that we're empowered in a certain way with Torah and mitzvot and responsibility, more so than the average person in the street. But why would I want to lower a medaber by comparing him to what? Tzomeach. Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sada. Man is much more than a plant. Why would I want to make a comparison to a plant? And if you understand this, Yisod of Lubavitch Rebbe, we'll understand why Tu B'Shvat is a very inspiring day for Jews, if we tap into it. So he explains in the next little paragraph, Fa'afal pish amnam yesh ba'adam es techunas ha'tzomeach, even though we have some things in common. Do people grow? We grow. He says, for example, our hair, parentheses, our fingernails, harei yeshno malin nalis harbe yosef, but we have something much greater than that. Again, of course I could make a comparison. A tree grows leaves and I grow hair. Yeah? The tree's leaves get bigger and my beard gets longer. Okay? So I have something in common with the tree. But again, I could always find that I have something in common with my shtender. Right? When I sleep, I don't move around so much, and my shtender doesn't usually move around very much. So I could always make comparisons, but that's silly. Why lower man to the level of Tzomeach when in fact he's a Medaber? It's two steps down. Medaber, Chai, Tzomeach. It's two steps. It lowers the dignity of man to compare him to a tree. So the Rebbe explains in the bottom paragraph so beautifully, if everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this world is purposeful, why did Hashem make things, as the Pasuk says so beautifully, and the Mishnah explains in Pirkei Avos, v'lo baru el chvodo, that everything was created to give honor to Hashem. So like we've been learning in Lekan Amarim, a tree can't be, you can't look at a tree and say, you're b'di'evet. I'm a person, you're just a tree. You're b'di'evet. There's nothing I can learn from you. That's not true. A tree is doing its mission. Maybe even better, the tree is more true to its mission than I'm being true to my mission. And therefore, if a tree was created for a purpose, and everything is to give honor to Hashem, then b'hechireach lomar, it's of necessity to say, Asher b'chol b'riya sheba'olam, that everything in the world, kolel chelek hatzomeach, an amazing idea. Right? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, we'll use the example the way the Sfas explains it, when Hashem, the way others explain it, when Hashem says, na'ase adam, let us make man, who is Hashem talking to? Rashi says the angels. Who else was Hashem talking to? Some people say he was talking to man. Man has to partner with Hashem to make himself. Who else was Hashem talking to? The world. The Bria. What was created first? People? Animals? Plants? What was first? First plants, then animals, then people. So Hashem was turning to plants, to the grass, to the flowers, to the apple trees, and said, Na'ase Adam, let's make man. Meaning Tzomeach is going to be found within man. Right? That's what he's saying here. That kol el chelek ha-tzomeach, there's an aspect of tzomeach within everything in the world. It serves its purpose. Everything in the world has an aspect of that very purposeful thing called tzomeach, plants, plant life. Okay? But again, the question is, so what do I learn from the plant? What do I take from the plant? It's just that the plant grows leaves and I grow my hair and I have to cut my nails for Shabbos. What's the common ground between us and a plant? Okay, so turn to the second side of the page, and Chevri, we only have a couple of minutes left. But if you can just get this yisod, it's mamish, such a chashav yisod. V'inei achas mimailos min hatzomeach. One of the great things that we could say about a plant, legabe shar haminim, as opposed to what? Meaning, what makes it unique? Remember, we asked the question from Rav Tzaduk. At Kabbalah Satora, what does it say? The angels came down from the Shemayim and gave every Jew two crowns. Nasa v'nishma, next week's parsha, the words Nasa v'nishma appear. When we said Nasa and Nishma, an angel came down, 1.2 million angels came down, and gave every Jew two crowns. Each angel was carrying a crown. 600,000 Jews, two crowns per Jew. 1.2 million angels came down to give us crowns. No, that's not true, I'm sorry. The Gemara says that 600,000 angels came down. When they took it back, then Hashem sent 1.2 million angels to take it back more slowly, when we lost the crowns. We got the crowns with 600,000 angels, okay? But every Jew got two crowns. Every Jew got two crowns. So the question is, Rav Tzaddok asks, if everyone has a crown, so who's the king? The crown is what sets a person apart. Rav Tzaddok asks in Parsha Shkalim, the Pre-Tzaddik in Parsha Shkalim, if everyone wears the crown, so who's the king? And the answer is, everyone's the best at something. Everyone's the king of something. Yeah? LeBron James is the king in basketball, no? Yeah? That's his nickname, no? Nachlokes, okay. Yeah?
Who's LeBron James?
Who's LeBron James? I don't know. Not familiar. I'd say I was reading an article, I don't know. Yeah? So everyone's the king at something. Everyone's the best at something. So If I were to ask you, what's better, a man or a plant? You'd say, well, a man is better in many milos. We have many things that are better than plants. But plants are better than us at something. That's what the Rebbe's saying. There's something we can learn from a plant that's better than a dome, a chai, and even a medaber. Better than my shtender, right? Better than a rock, better than an animal, better than a speaking person. And he, kishamo, tzomeach. And you know what it is about the plant that we can learn from, which is such a chashuv thing? That the plant grows. And the plant is always in a state of what? Of growing. Hainu shahainu tzomeach v'gadel tamid. That the plant is constantly, constantly working on itself, constantly growing. Kol meshech zman kiyumo, as long as it's active, as long as it's alive, it's growing. Now think about it. Is a person always growing? Is a person always growing? So the Baruch Rebbe says at the end of that paragraph, right after the brackets, Masha ein kein min chayv, v'chein min hamedaber. A person is not growing constantly kol yamei chayv. Sharei yeshem yamei hagidol, yamei ha'amida, v'yamei ha'zikna. Right? My children are still growing. I've been 5'11 for a long time now. Right? In terms of my physical development. Okay, parts of your body are changing, of course. Right? But in terms of your growth, there's a point where a person stops. There's a point of growth. There's a point where a person holds that position. And there's the mei zikna, when a person's body starts to change towards the end of his life. Okay? And a plant is constantly growing. That's one thing. Second thing in the next paragraph. V'nosaf lezeh yesh na'od ma'ila b'min ha'tzomeach. There's another remarkable quality of a plant, of a tree, asher hagidol hatmidi hu ba'ofen hanose peros. The tree is always producing fruit. What does that mean? B'chol meshech zman akiyo. The apple tree, how about a human being? Does a human being produce, does the body have the physical ability to produce? Not when a person's very young, not when a person's old. There's a particular time we're able to produce children. The tree, when the tree is young, when the tree is old, it produces fruit. Maybe of a different quality, but it's always producing. It's always creating. Umipnei, says the Rebbe in the third paragraph, Umipnei ha-mailav ha-shalemus shebet someach yeshna ha-shuva bein ha-adam le-etz ha-sada. And therefore, just like the tree has these remarkable qualities, we want to compare ourselves to the tree. Kevin sha-adam hu olam katan. It's true, physically, I may not always be growing. Physically, I may not always be able to produce in the sense of peros, of children. But a person is a miniature world. So therefore, just like the big world, the world at large, has four categories. Domeim, tzomeach, chai, medaber. So there's parts within man that are domeim. There are parts within man that are tzomeach. There are parts within man that are chai, that are animalistic. And there's parts within man which makes him medaber, which makes him a human being. And therefore, our goal is to what? Is to learn from the plant, from the midah of tzomeach, to constantly be growing and to constantly be producing. In whatever way we can. Again, the quality of the fruit is not always the same, but the tree is always producing fruit. When it's young, when it gets older, it's always trying to produce. And that's a lesson that we could take from the fruit. Okay, bottom two lines. V'echad ha'inyonim shehu, ha'medaber mekabel min ha'tzomeach, hu ha'kawach lezeh, sha'abavudaso haruchnis yigadel v'yitzmach tamid. That a Jew could say to himself, am I a growing person? Every day am I getting a little bit bigger, a little bit greater. Rav Saadia Gaon, from one of the Gaonim, the period of the Gaonim, Rav Saadia Gaon has a sefer called Emunos V'Deos. It's an early work of Jewish philosophy explaining what are the fundamentals of faith. So in that sefer, he has an amazing comment about the challenge of being a human being. He says, just like a tree, when you water it, it's sometimes hard to be able to see the change from one day to the next, unless you really analyze it carefully. So Ki Adam Eitz Asada, Rav Saadia Gaon wrote this. Rav Saadia Gaon said a person also is like that. It's very hard. I was saying to someone last night how much I've seen them grow in the time that they've been in YU. Right? And the person said, it's hard for me to see it. I said, of course it is. It's very hard to see yourself grow. If you watch the flower, if you watch the plant, it's very hard to watch the tree grow. Right? But when you take a step back, you see, wow, every little bit, every day, somehow it went from being that tiny little plant to being this big tree producing fruit. It's constantly trying. It's constantly working on itself. So in Ruchnias, like we started with, like the Lubavitch Rebbe said to Yitzchak Rabin, you can't be satisfied in Ruchnius. A Jew has to say, there's an element of the plant that's inside of me, ki adam eitz asada. Again, the pashup shot is man's not like a tree. But Chazal say, a talmid chacham, a person who's connected to Torah, he is like a tree. Because he's constantly trying to produce fruits, and he's constantly trying to develop himself. Okay? Final paragraph for today. Just go to the left-hand side of the page. The paragraph that begins, Al-Pi ha-Yadua. Al-Pi ha-Yadua be'inyan Rosh Hashanah ha-Klali. Just like the Rosh Hashanah that we talk about, Rosh Hashanah meaning Tishrei, just like the big Rosh Hashanah, the all-encompassing Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah HaKolel Kol Yimei Hashanah, just as we think as Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, what's going to be determined that Rosh Hashanah can affect my whole year. The Chazon Ish one time was learning with someone, and there was a fly that kept buzzing around his face. And the Chazon Ish kept trying to get rid of it. Right? And the Chazon Ish said to his study partner, he said, it's a Rosh Hashanah fly. Meaning what? It was determined on Rosh Hashanah that 5 months later, right, at 10 a.m. in the morning, sitting in our room here in Bnei Brak, a fly is going to bother us. We could have davened better on Rosh Hashanah that no flies would disturb us when we're learning. It's a Rosh Hashanah fly. Right? So the same way that Rosh Hashanah sets the tone for the whole year, Muvan Shechein Hu Gam B'Yachas L'Rosh Hashanah Li'Lanos. Tu B'Shvat is the day when a Jew says and makes a commitment to himself and to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I want to be a person who grows every day. I'm going to learn from the plant. I'm not going to mock the plant. You're just a plant. You're Tzomech. I'm a Medaber. I'm a Yisrael. I'm the highest level. I'm not going to look down on the plant. But I'm going to learn from Rosh Hashanah. This is the Rosh Hashanah for growth. A big day, Tu B'Shvat. It's not a small thing. It's not just that we don't say Tachlu. It's a very big thing. B'nogei le'inyan ha-tzomeach b'chlal. Shu rosh la'avoda ha-ruchnis be'ofen de'gidol v'tzmicha t'midis. But the commitment to produce peiros b'meshach kol ha-shana. I'm going to be someone who produces fruit. Whatever level I can. I'm going to be a person who grows a little bit every day. Again, I'm not going to be able to see it in myself. But if I make the effort to learn every day, to daven every day, to do mitzvahs every day, to be committed, to be odna mitzvah sadeh, to mechadish myself constantly in avoda, then not only, of course, as the Lubavitch Rebbe goes on to explain, not only will I produce fruits, right? But the same way that the tree produces its fruit to share it with us, a Jew who's an inspired Jew and who's growing is producing fruits not only for himself, not only scoring points in Shemayim for himself, but he has ashpa on other people. When people come to shir, other people come to shir, period. It's as simple as that. When some people don't come to shir, then other people don't come to shir. When people get involved, it's kishmak. That's what the Rebbe is saying. This is the Rosh Hashanah Li'ilanos. It's the day where we make a commitment to be growing Jews every day and to be producing fruits every day for ourselves and for others and for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All right, we should be zocha. Take the day to heart. Shkoyach. We'll daven mincha now for those who are interested.